Granny's, Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner. Abner, I don't care if the county seat paper did have my pictures in it, and I don't care if it did say I was a shoeshine boy. I'm going over there to the library and see Miss Priddle. I ain't actual a shoeshine boy.
You ain't actual an inventor, either. That's what you told Miss Priddle you was.
Priddle.
Excuse me? Priddle.
Yeah, Lum, you oughtn't to have said that you was an inventor. How you going to explain that newspaper article to Miss Priddle?
Priddle, Grandpap.
How you going to... What'd you say, Abner?
Not prattle, piddle.
Well, prattle, piddle to you, too. I only ask Lum a civil question.
Grandpap, I ain't arguing with you. Got Miss Priddle wrong is all.
Got Miss Priddle wrong? I never said a word again her in my whole life.
I said you got her name wrong.
Oh, cut it out, fellas. All I know is I've got the day off from working at the barbershop, and I'm going over to see her. Maybe she never even looked at the paper.
Yeah, or even if she did, well, you could tell you was inventing a new kind of shoe polish and was
yeah,
just calling it out.
Because I never recollected what the woman's name
oh,
was.
Oh, Fiddle Faddle, Grandpap, Fiddle Faddle.
Fiddle Faddle? I thought you said it was Priddle Faddle.
It's just plain Priddle.
It's just plain nonsense. You fellas can argue all you want to. Now, I'm going over to the barbershop and get a shave.
Get yourself all putted up for your dream woman, huh?
Yeah, and I'll think of something to tell her on my way over there. Chances are she won't even care what I am when she suddenly sees me standing there all shaved and shining.
You gonna wear your blue serge suit, huh?
I mean my face shining with love.
Oh.
Dad, blame it. I wish I had a tuxedo to wear. Well, anyway, I'll have a lot of that aftershave lotions and hair tonic and all that stuff. I'll smell pretty.
Yeah, Moser's got some kind of new shaving lotion over there, Lum. Old cedar and buckskin, I believe the name of it.
Yeah, it makes you smell like a horse.
Or a pencil sharpener.
I like that green stuff to best. It's a lot stronger.
Oh, yes.
Grannies, I can just see Miss Priddle as I sneak in there. I'll just say her name quiet, and she'll raise her little head.
Little head? What's she going to do with the big one?
Oh, cut it out, Emma. She'll raise her head and drop her eyes.
Well, I like to drop her books and raise a window.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, I better get out of here. I've only got about 10 minutes to get a shave and catch that next bus. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Lum. So long. Good luck to you. Poor old Lum. He's got it so bad he don't know whether he's foot or horseback.
Yeah, he sure has.
I never seen...
What?
He ain't going over to the county to see horseback, is he?
I never said nothing about horseback.
You said he never knowed whether he's foot or horseback.
I never said no such a thing. You said it. You're the one that don't know whether you're foot or horseback.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was a smart move for Lum to go back over there to that barbershop or not. Moe's liable to put him to work, and he never will get over to see Miss Priddle.
Well, now, Moe's promised Lum the day off, though, and old Lum sure deserves it. He's been working so hard giving all them young fellas in the whole county them mohawk haircuts.
Ain't they the silliest things you ever seen?
Yeah.
Every young fella in the county is bald, except for that little ridge of hair running across the top of his head.
Yeah, well, sad is sad, Grandpap. I bet old Moses is sick of them, too. But I'll say one thing, it did help his business awful lot.
Oh, my, yes, yes. I believe he cut the last batch of them this morning, though. I seen a bunch of young fellas from New Potter lined up over there.
He did, huh? Now, I reckon why them young'uns don't get the barber in their own town to give them haircuts.
Oh, they all want a L. Edwards original, I reckon. Leastways, they want to get it from the barbershop where the fad started.
Yeah.
That's just human nature, you know. Special since there's been so much publicity in the newspapers about it.
Oh, that was an article. A article.
The whole football or basketball team, I guess it was, from Hatfield come over and got their hair cut.
They did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, I never will forget that article in the paper. Old picture there, just big as life, right along by the side of the writing.
Yeah.
Too bad the article had to say Lum was a shoeshine boy, though. Said, lowly shoeshine boy starts new fad and haircut.
Yeah, I seen it.
Poor old Lum, he's ashamed he wanted to hermit himself. Join the Foreign Legion.
He usually wants to join the Navy.
Well, he wanted to get as far away from Miss Priddle as he could after telling he was a big successful inventor and then having her find out he's a bootblack, it's just like to kill him.
Well, then how come him to decide to go back over there and see her this evening?
Well, he says he can't live without her, Grandpa. Love will find a way, sir.
Ah, flush and mush. Flush and mush.
Besides that, you know, every dad blamed time he aimed to go over there where something held him up so he couldn't go. He's afeard her love might cool off if he don't get over there pretty quick, he says.
Cool off? I bound you she don't even know who he is.
Well, now, Grandpa, Lum's went with a lot of women folks that never even knowed him. I recollect last summer he had a big romance with one of them movie television actresses.
A real bony fide old romance?
Well, as far as Lum was concerned, it was. He thought he was going with her for about 2 months here. Then he found out she died of old age 3 years before.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Lives in a little dream world.
He does.
How about you, even if he did get a chance to marry some nice, good-looking woman, though, he'd run like a scared rabbit. He likes to play the field too well. Just gypsying him, I reckon.
Well, now, not that Lum ain't had plenty of chances to get married, Grandpa. And he is a real nice-looking feller, and a whole lot of respect, sir. Women folks admire him, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, Lum's got his points. Got a nice head of hair for about his age, I'll say that for him.
Yes, he is. Now, ain't it peculiar? Here's Lum, a old... Well, not what you'd call an old man, I reckon.
Mature, I'd say. In his prime.
Yeah. Now, here's old Lum with that big mop of hair at his age, when he really ought to be bald-headed. And then there's all them real young fellas running around without no hair at all.
He's really got too much hair for a fella his age.
But he's awful proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it seems like when a fella gets to be a certain age, his hair ought to start thinning out a little. It's a natural thing, like mine and yours.
Well, I'll say it does look unnatural, all right, for a fella that's kind of old and run down to have a big mop of hair. Just, well, sort of looks like he's putting on or something.
Yeah, just like an old broken-down automobile with one white wall tire.
Yeah.
Say, I just thought of something, Abner. If Lum's actually going to have a date with that Miss, what's her name?
Prattle.
What's he going to use for money? Mose ain't paying no cash, is he?
Well, Lum's working out that $500 debt that he owes Mose. But he gets some money from the store here. We've been doing pretty good here late.
Well, good.
And I don't mind running it while Lum's working over at the barber shop.
Lum never will get that debt paid off, though, Abner, as stingy as Mose is. Lum will be working over there for the next 3 years.
Yeah. You know, Grandpap, if I thought he would have to work that long, though, I'd pay Mose the $500 myself and just forget it. But I don't actually believe Lum owes Mose that much. Sounds if I offered to give Mose $50, he'd call the deal off.
Well, why don't you do it? Then Lum can pay you back from what he gets out of the store profit.
No. I'm just going to let things run just like they are for a while. Maybe they'll teach old Lum a lesson.
Yeah, he could sure use a few lessons in how to find out there's Lum coming up out there now.
Lum?
Yeah, reckon he missed his bus?
I don't think so. He ain't been gone more than 6 or 8 minutes. I don't believe he's even had time to get a shave.
What's the matter with him? He looks discouraged about something. Collar all turned up. Look at his hat. Pulled clean down over his eyes.
Got it pulled down so far he can't hardly see. Scary stumbling on the steps, sir. What do you reckon's the matter to him, eh? Hey, Lum, what's the matter? You sick or something?
Hey, watch out for that box, Lum.
For the land's sake. Lum, pull your hat up so you can see. Ain't you going over the county seat?
I ain't never going nowhere no more. Just take a look at what's under my hat.
For the land, say.
Well, I'll be a pigeon-toed, stabbing-legged monkey's uncle.
What in the world happened, Lum?
That dead blame Mose.
Huh?
He's got so used to clipping them young fellers' hair, the minute I sit down in this chair, bang, I've got a mohawk haircut.